Over 3,700 satisfied customers will tell you Anchor Foundation Repair makes sure your home foundation is solid. Anchor Foundation Repair fixes all types of foundations, and every single home Anchor Foundation Repair treats is backed with a lifetime transferable guarantee. We're not the cheapest, but we are the best, most reliable foundation company in the Brazos Valley. For more information, call 690-2020 or click anchorfoundationrepair.com.
WTAW News Time is 6 after 7, 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Two crashes on the freeway in College Station early yesterday morning resulted in two deaths and two injuries.
A College Station police officer reported having to take evasive action to avoid a head-on collision with a truck going the wrong way on the northbound service road between Harvey and University. The driver of the pickup then got on the freeway, still going south in the northbound lane, and hit a semi head-on. Driver of the pickup, who was ejected, was killed. Driver of the semi and a passenger were taken to an emergency room where they were treated for non-life-threatening injuries and released. At the scene of that crash, another College Station officer was parked on the freeway providing traffic control when his SUV was rear-ended. Driver of the car that struck the patrol vehicle died. The officer was taken to an ER where he was treated for non-life-threatening injuries and released. A photo of what's left of the CSPD Tahoe is online at WTAW.com. The two who were killed are both from Navasota. Freeway traffic in both directions was diverted to the service roads for more than 8 hours. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
An electrical fire at a College Station apartment complex Friday afternoon displaced 20 residents. Investigators say the fire at the Treehouse Apartments on Marion Pugh started in a large supply electric line that burned from the ground up the side of the 16-unit building and into attic space. There were no injuries. The only Level 2 trauma emergency room in the Brazos Valley opens tomorrow. Speakers at Saturday's dedication of the new CHI St. Joseph Health Regional Hospital's Emergency and Trauma Center included orthopedic surgeon and Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner.
The simple fact is that in any traumatic medical condition, mere minutes can mean the difference between life and death. For many in the Brazos Valley, the difference between treatment locally or a transfer to Houston can mean the difference between keeping that promise and breaking it.
Construction of the $20 million center began in September of 2014. Blinn College trustees have approved an out-of-court settlement with a Brenham student who filed a free speech lawsuit last year. A $50,000 payment to Nicole Sanders will be funded, according to Blinn administrators, largely by their insurance company. While Blinn officials still dispute the student's claims and admit to no wrongdoing, the college has updated its policies pertaining to what they call student expressive activities on campus. A Texas A&M professor who was demoted after being convicted of assaulting his wife has started serving a sentence of 30 consecutive days in the Brazos County Jail. According to online records, Yong Chin reported to jail last Wednesday. Dr. Chin lost an endowed faculty position as the result of the conviction. On the A&M website, he is listed as an associate professor. BCS Chamber of Commerce members are heading to the nation's capital this week for their annual Washington, D.C. trip. President and CEO Roy Sickman says today they'll have a two-hour session with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
We give them our issues. They bring in their specialist on those issues. It often helps us because we're able then to go into an office and say, we know the U.S. Chamber has got this position, but let me tell you why we differ from that position.
Hickman says they're taking a number of issues, including health care, education, and fiscal responsibility. WTAW News Time is 9 after 7. It's 68 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
We've been talking about how it's been so nice outside, and now it's kind of starting to warm up. We're getting into the cusp of summer, but it's still great to be outside. As long as you can stand to be outside. Don't Don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors, because it's right now good time to be able to be outdoors. But if the mosquitoes are going after you, fight back. Let ABC Home and Commercial Services help you with a mosquito misting system. If you're interested in nice landscaping and you have a nice yard, obviously you want to be able to enjoy it. You don't have to look at it from inside your house. Aside from being bitten, mosquitoes obviously are a health risk, as we learn more and more about that every day. But thanks to ABC and their misting system, you and your family can enjoy your time outside in your yard again. The ABC system is a proven mosquito system that automatically sprays a fine mist of a natural insecticide at preset times each day and kills mosquitoes for your entire yard. Plus, it allows additional applications on demand by the use of a handheld remote. Plus, they're the good guys who you let in your backyard to make sure that everything's the way it should be. You should know that ABC has a background check. All that stuff is done before they ever put on an ABC uniform. Bobby Jenkins, class of 81, he's the guy at ABC Home and Commercial Services. Get in touch with him. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Are you thinking about moving? You're going to need a new home loan. Do you want to lower your interest rate or build a new home? Great news, I do home loans. I'm Debbie Lewis, and I've been helping families here in Texas for over 17 years, and I want to help you or help you again. I can do VA loans, FHA, reverse mortgages, conventional loans, and now one-time closed construction loans. Interest rates are slowly moving up, so call me today, 979-220-3018, or email me at debbie@debbielewisshow.com.
Let's do some weather. It's 712. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder, Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Clouds this morning. Most of the rain to our south down around the Houston and Galveston areas this morning, but as the day goes along, we'll start to run a risk of showers and maybe a thunderstorm. It'll be breezy, 80 to 85. Showers and thunderstorms diminish tonight. Breezy, lows around 70. For tomorrow, we'll see some sunshine, but there'll be afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Highs will make their way up to about 85 to 90. Showers and thunderstorms by late in the day Wednesday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll recap the huge weekend the Aggies had. Also, I got MLB scores and NBA scores. Coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, having a look at the weather that Rob was just talking about. It is down in Houston. It's really not that widespread. It's pretty intense, but it's hitting down in Fort Bend County, around in Sugar Land and Missouri City and that area, and it's drifting not in our direction, so I don't think we have to worry about that. But if you are going to be down in that part of the world today, it's actually kind of crawling up the coast. The heaviest rain all over the state of Texas, everything is along the coast, but the heaviest rain is actually farther south, and it's starting to build around Corpus Christi and going up. But right now, it's hugging the coast, and we'll see, as we've discussed, though, because it's going to be so warm today that some of those showers may come up and visit us. And, you know, actually, probably for our lawns, it wouldn't hurt.
Yeah. Poor Houston, though, man.
Oh, yeah, I think they've had enough.
And they're just getting it.
They're on a bayou, and they probably knew that. So, anyhow. So the Middle East can be a pretty violent place at times, and we know that. And one Egyptian official thinks that he knows why. It's video games.
Of course it is.
And it's violent movies.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom and Jerry.
What?
Yep, during a talk at Cairo University, the head of Egypt's State Information Service said, quote, Tom and Jerry portrays the violence in a funny manner and sends the message that, yes, I can hit him. I can blow him up with explosives. That's because it was set in the mind of a viewer then to be very natural.
So Tom and Jerry, one of the most influential programs,
yes,
in the history of humankind.
Exactly, and obviously a justification for terrorists to be able to do what they do. Because they watched Tom and Jerry when they were growing up. Okay. All right. You got to hate speeding tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good thing. Kickstarter and help fund for TrapTap. This is a small round device that sits on your car's dash and alerts you to speed traps, school zones, speed zones, and red light cameras by blinking red, green, or blue. TrapTap says it has mapped every school zone and red light camera in 60 countries.
Whoa.
You stick this little round puck kind of a thing on your dashboard, connected to an app on your phone via Bluetooth so it can use the GPS. And then when you're at an intersection with a red light camera or near a school zone, the puck will glow red. When you notice a speed trap set up along the highway, you double tap the device that sets the trap. And it uploads the location to TrapTap, which lets other drivers behind you know that there is a cop with a speed detector behind the next hill. On the other hand, if you're driving along and it glows blue, then there's a sign of no police officer out there. Another double tap lets the system know that the trap area is clear.
I wouldn't trust it.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's going to work.
I wouldn't trust it.
It's going to work great until somebody doesn't tap it or you go through an area that somebody hasn't been through and it's blue and you're like, oh, I'm good. And
yeah, you're the point man on that deal. That doesn't work so well
just
for you.
Just the first guy to go through it.
Yeah, or you get people who are just like, I'm going to tap it anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. And then there could just be mean-spirited people
agents
out there.
Agents of chaos.
Yeah.
It's 7:16 with the Infomaniacs. A 12-year-old boy allegedly stole a school bus and drove around Bangor, Maine. John W. St. Germain and his girlfriend spotted the bus and followed it as they called police. I guess this little kid, and you can't see his head over the steering wheel, right? Mr. Germain was able to get to the bus and convince the underage driver to give up the wheel. Fortunately, he was the only one on the bus. Oh, by the way, he made video of it, too.
Of course.
And posted it to Instagram.
Exactly. And by the way, you know, and kind of on a serious note, I was caught up in the traffic yesterday as they were investigating that accident. And I just happened to be right there by Raintree when they were, because what they did is they stopped the southbound lane, and the access road was blocked, like right there in front of Academy and Gander Mountain and all that, and they were bringing the truck, the 18-wheeler, which was I think a Target truck, not that has anything to do with it, but also that pickup truck was on the second hauler out of there. And yeah, there wasn't much left of that.
Yeah.
It was about 7 or 8 feet long by the time it got finished.
That area is just terrible over there right now since they switched the on-ramp and off-ramp.
Well, again, people confused or in some way, you know, not quite in their best condition when they're out there driving, and it causes a serious, serious problem. But I can't remember a weekend, really, when we've had two fatals on one road in Bryan-College Station.
Yeah. Well, and you know, technically got all kind of involved in the same...
Yeah, that's true. And
accident.
If you go to our website, you'll see what the police vehicle looks like. And the officer lucky to not be near that when it happened.
Yeah, it's scary looking.
All right, so El Chapo, remember El Chapo?
Yes.
Okay, guy who dug out of prison.
Yep.
Remember that? Yep.
Who can forget?
They've put him back in prison. They've put him back in the same prison. Yep, the Mexican prison, Ciudad Juarez, a northern city right there on the border. And that's San Diego, isn't it, I think. Anyway, the government said that the move was because of renovations. Okay, to the other prison that he was in, so now they're going to take him back into the one that he's already got the roadmap for so he can get out again.
Yeah, have we checked it lately? Is he gone already?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, that was just yesterday. We're going to give him a day to kind of, you know, cool his heels, and then he'll...
scope things out.
Yeah, he'll get digging or get... Maybe he gets people to dig for him. I'm not sure. He's probably got enough money that he can do that, but glad that they're somehow doing that. A pub in London features canine bartenders. Last week, the Kronenbourg 1664 bar unveiled a pack of German shepherds that are trained to serve beer.
Oh, this is cool.
Yeah, the pub billing itself as the world's first bar staffed by dogs. Pooches use special lightweight beer barrels attached to their collars.
All right, like St. Bernard's.
Yeah, doing the whatever brandy, I guess. Mm-hmm. They made their debut for a special sold-out event Friday night. It's unclear if the bartenders, thank you, will be making a regular appearance. Well, the other thing, though, is if the dog runs to you, then that jostles the beer, and you open it up, and you get beer spray all over
you.
Yeah,
I don't know if this is one of those places you go to for the beer.
Yeah, it would
it's
seem...
really more for the experience.
Yeah, they have great beer served by dogs. Okay,
I'm a little more worried about it, whether or not they're going to serve the food, too.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, that's nothing new. I've been to a lot of bars filled with dogs.
Not the kind we were speaking of. Hello.
Just be sure and don't order the beer that has the fire plug on the tap.
Yeah.
Years ago, the Texas Railroad Commission oversaw the operations of railroads. These days, the commission is left cleaning up the train wreck caused by Obama's energy policies. But Obama's not alone. 15-year career politician Wayne Christian is just as bad. Christian supports subsidizing green energy, leaving taxpayers on the hook, like Obama did in California with Solyndra. Wayne Christian and Barack Obama, wrong for Texas. There's a better choice for Texas Railroad Commissioner, Gary Gates. Gates is a business owner with a record of growing jobs. He understands the commission's role overseeing the oil and gas industry and knows private sector solutions work best. And Gates opposes Obama's regulations and says no subsidizing green energy. We don't need career politician Wayne Christian. The Railroad Commission needs a proven business owner, Gary Gates, not an Austin insider, not a career politician.
I'm Gary Gates, and I don't care about political correctness. I care about Texas. Political ad paid for by Gary Gates for Texas.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why you should choose Caldwell Country.
I feel good about Caldwell Country because people come up to me all the time and tell me what great deals they got when they came out here. To me, over the years, people have always meant a lot to me, and I've known the principals out here for a long time, and I feel good about them as people, and that's why I was willing to become associated with Caldwell Country. I think you ought to come to Caldwell Country because we make the best deals here.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
When every step you take hurts.
Oh, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 722. Okay, so in case you haven't noticed, we're here to let you know that things have changed at Walmart. For a while, Walmart tried a bold staffing experience. They reassigned employees serving as greeters. Instead of standing at the door, former greeters were to help guide customers to the checkouts or help them find items in the aisles. Well, that experiment began 4 years ago. Walmart brought some greeters back about a year ago, but now Walmart has announced, woohoo, their greeters will be returning to their rightful place right there at the door.
I haven't seen greeters in a while.
Well,
that makes sense.
There you are. The new position will be called customer host.
Okay.
Will be easy to spot because they'll be wearing a yellow vest instead of a blue one.
Yes, designated.
It's it. In addition to deterring shoplifters, okay, and making customers feel welcome, their duties also will include keeping the entrances clean and safe.
I'm not so sure the 100-year-old guy standing there at the door is
going to deter your shoplifter.
Exactly. Yeah. They call it inventory control officers, right?
Loss prevention officers.
That's it. Loss prevention. Yep. That's what it is. So, we'll see how that works out. But nonetheless, they will be returning, and you know they're always willing to pull your little grocery cart out for you so that you can go do that. Now, Walmart doesn't have those little mini carts, do they?
Have a big cart and a basket.
That's it, because they want you to buy a lot while you're in there.
Those mini carts are convenient, though, at other places.
I love the mini carts.
They do. It works, but, you know, you have to be careful in the evenings, and, you know, about 6 o'clock or so, they get to be a lost deal. That's why if I find one in the parking lot, I bring it in with me. Because, I mean, because you don't want to get three items and put them in the big thing, because I can't reach in over the edge.
Yeah.
How popular is your name? We'll do that in the next half hour because over the weekend, I guess you saw her Friday afternoon, the Social Security people let us know the most popular name so that if you need a reason to name your child because other people have named their child that, then you're off and gone.
There you go.
Just remember this. If you use this year's most popular name by the time they're 17, then they're going to go, what a weird name that is.
Mm-hmm.
They
yep.
can't remember that anymore. So students at Colorado State University held their annual Undie Run on Friday against the wishes of the administration. The event, which started 6 years ago as an end-of-semester clothing donation drive. But over the years, the students have taken it to another level by basically running around campus with hardly any clothes on at all. Students say that this event is just good fun.
Just good, clean fun.
Good, clean fun.
And once again, as forever, a college student's idea of good, clean fun and administrators might not be the same.
Not
just say it.
Quite.
They've made some movies about that.
They have. That's true. University police said thousands of students participated this year, stripping down to their undies. Luckily, there were no, as they call it, serious incidents. So, and I guess maybe the idea was you came fully clothed, and then you stripped down and you donated those clothes. If I'm guessing that's how Colorado State decided to do it. Anyhow, once again, you take a good idea and you let the students do it and you see what happens.
I'm glad you said no incidents. Right? Yeah. I thought you were going to say no major injuries.
No, that either, apparently not. Well, anyway, as time goes on. And you see, in Texas, you couldn't necessarily do that. There's some times of the year when, like, sitting down on a bench, it would be just too hot and uncomfortable. Ooh. But I guess in Colorado, you can do that.
Burned buns.
You know, at 7:27, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition, they do polyurethane concrete raising. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net for more information. Well, warmed up a little bit. As you can tell, if you've already walked outside, those cool mornings have gone away for a little while, but hopefully they'll return. If you're going to be doing any traveling, there is some shower activity, pretty much hugging the coast. It's not moving in here yet, but because of the warm temperatures today, we do still have a slight chance of showers in our forecast. High'll be 86 with a 40% chance of showers, down to 71 tonight. Yeah, that'll be the low, sorry. Tomorrow we're right at 90. Same thing, we're doing that for Wednesday and Thursday. And chances of rain seem to increase a little bit on Thursday night and Friday at 30 to 40% range. Right now, the winds are out of the southeast at 7, and we have 87% relative humidity, and it's 67.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 16th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in categories for the best in services, places, and food in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
A lot of you will not believe what I'm going to tell you, but it's about the Obama Department of Justice, so believe it. I want to tell you about a woman who heads a division there called the Office of Justice Programs. Her name is Carol Mason. Her title, Assistant Attorney General. Her office pays for hundreds of programs around the country that are supposed to help felons reenter society after prison. So last Wednesday, the Washington Post published an article by her about a new policy she's enforcing. The new policy forbids her employees from using words like felon and convict to describe felons and convicts. Ms. Mason says that convicts and felons have told her that no punishment is harsher than being permanently labeled a felon or a convict or offender. She says that we have a responsibility to get rid of psychological barriers that convicts face when they rejoin society. Calling them felons drains their self-worth, and that causes them to do more crime. So we have to be compassionate to convicts and felons and offenders. We cannot hurt their feelings, even though they're criminals. We can't call them that or any other word that might make them feel bad, like criminal, because if we do, they'll commit more crimes. It's kind of like how the regime will not call radical Islamic terrorists radical Islamic terrorists. They're just words. Of course, they're powerful words. It makes people misbehave, right? See, I told you wouldn't believe it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, folks, one of the largest and most profitable fields in business today is corporate training, executive coaching, and speaking. It has become an $11 billion annual industry. Now, if you've been thinking of entering this exploding corporate training market, you need to become certified by the John Maxwell team. I have seen and heard success stories of people who become certified Maxwell corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers, and I am impressed. Maxwell is the global authority. They've been at this for more than 40 years. Now, when you become Maxwell certified, you'll be able to profit from this booming business. The fastest growing, largest certification program in the world, the John Maxwell team, has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for years all over the world. Become a Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
When AMCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-AMCO, or visit online at amco.com. AMCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. This week marks the BCS Chamber of Commerce's annual trip to Washington, D.C. President and CEO Royce Hickman says members will meet with both senators and all 36 congressmen.
Congressman Flores is working on one of those days where we're going to have a lot of opportunity. I know Congressman Ryan is already committed. I'm looking forward to visiting with him again in a different role.
Hickman says they're taking a number of issues.
Obviously, health care continues to be on the on our agenda. Education is always critical to our community. We'll be pushing for fiscal responsibility up there again. Also, we're not opposed to regulation, but we're very opposed to overregulation, which we feel like businesses are dealing with that and economic development.
Hickman says they'll meet with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce today for a two-hour session. Two College Station police officers escaped serious injury or death following a pair of crashes on the freeway that killed two and injured two.
Sunday morning, just after 1:30, a CSPD officer driving on the freeway's northbound service road between Harvey and University had to swerve to avoid a head-on collision with the wrong-way driver. The officer turned around in an attempt to stop the truck and warn other traffic. The officer reported the wrong-way driver accelerated and got on the freeway, still headed south in the northbound lanes. The pickup then hit a semi head-on, ejecting the driver and killing him. Driver of the semi and a passenger were taken to an emergency room where they were treated and released from non-life-threatening injuries. Another College Station officer providing traffic control was in his SUV with the emergency lights on when he was rear-ended by a car. A photo of what's left of the police Tahoe is online at WTAW.com. That impact caused the car to roll, coming to a stop in a ditch. Driver of the car died, and the officer was taken to an ER where he was treated for non-life-threatening injuries and released. The driver of the pickup was identified as 27-year-old Frank Douglas IV of Navasota. The driver of the car was identified as 33-year-old Marcus Ewing of Navasota. Freeway traffic in both directions between Southwest Parkway and University was moved to the service roads for more than 8 hours. College Station Police investigated the first crash and Bryan Police the second because the College Station officer was involved. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
20 residents of a College Station apartment complex were displaced following an electrical fire Friday afternoon. The College Station Fire Department reported no one was injured in the call at Treehouse Apartments on Marion Pugh. Investigators determined the cause of the fire was from a large supply electrical line that burned from the ground to the main electric box. The fire was declared under control 46 minutes after firefighters arrived. The fire, which was seen on the first seen on the exterior of the 16-unit building, traveled upward into the attic space. 8 fire units and 25 firefighters on the scene were hampered by the location of the building and parking lots in deploying equipment. CHI St. Joseph Health Regional Hospital's new emergency and trauma center was dedicated on Saturday. While CHI acquired the hospital last year, Monsignor John Malinowski remembered the Sisters of St. Francis of Ohio who founded St. Joseph's 80 years ago.
This year, the Sisters of St. Francis celebrate the centennial anniversary of their foundation. Like St. Francis of Assisi, the Sisters has always relied on God's Spirit to show them what to do and where to go. And in every place, the Sisters, like St. Francis, lifted the hearts of people with the spirit of peace.
Six speakers from CHI included the chief of the corporation's Texas division, Michael Covert.
You have truly one of the most outstanding facilities now in this country. You've thought a lot about what we were only thinking about in the past. This is true cutting-edge stuff here in terms of the facility. It will attract strong physicians. It will attract strong nurses and people to practice here.
Construction of the $20 million center began in September of 2014. For the fourth time in 3 weeks, Texas A&M Police has received a report of a two-ton truck being stolen from the same parking area. Lot 40 is located between George Bush and Lewis and between Bazell and Coke. Last Friday, UPD was told a 2007 Ford F-250 diesel pickup was taken. Remains of the truck were found in Houston. This follows the thefts of three Dodge Ram 2500 trucks last month. Anyone with information is asked to call UPD at 979-845-2345. A member of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents has been arrested for drunk driving. 47-year-old Tony Busby of Houston, who was appointed 3 years ago by Governor Perry, is scheduled to make an appearance in a Harris County courtroom May 31st. Court records indicate Busby was arrested by Houston police March 31st on the misdemeanor charge. Nearly 3 years after a Texas A&M professor was arrested for choking his wife, he is reported to the Brazos County Jail. 40-year-old Yong Chin of College Station was convicted by a Brazos County District Court jury 5 weeks ago of Class A misdemeanor assault. Dr. Chin, who is listed on the A&M website as an associate professor, lost an endowed professor's position after the conviction. A Blinn College Brenham campus student who filed a federal lawsuit last year has reached an out-of-court settlement. Blinn trustees admit no wrongdoing and still dispute the student's claims, but the settlement, described as a compromise, calls for Nicole Sanders receiving $50,000 and change policies on what the college calls student expressive activities on campus. The money going to Sanders, according to administrators, will be funded largely by Blinn's insurance company. WTAW News Time is 7:38. It's 68 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. I'll have more news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory can help you create a legacy that will forever transform and inspire those whose lives you've touched. To learn more about Bryan College Station's preferred family-owned funeral home, visit callawayjones.com.
When every step you take hurts.
Oh, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776 6060.
At Tom Light Chevrolet, we're honoring Memorial Day with our Salute to Freedom event with special savings for you and military discounts for our veterans. Bubba Dixon here inviting you to bring your family in to meet our family and share in the savings not just for one day, but all month long. Tom Light Chevrolet has an amazing selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from, like a Chevy Equinox, the perfect SUV for a three-day weekend family getaway. Or pull up to the Memorial Day Parade in your brand new Chevy Silverado. This month, celebrate freedom, celebrate family, and celebrate amazing savings all month long. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or go to TomLight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge and see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet. We're here for you.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, May 14th, it's Range and Pasture IPM. We'll discuss ways to control fire ants, grasshoppers, armyworms, and other pests that cause problems for forage producers. Plus, we'll address fertility and soil management this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Good morning. It's 741 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Considerable cloudiness developing this morning. There'll be a few showers off to our south and east, but later today we could see showers and storms. We're breezy. We're up to about 80 to 85. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms will wind down. Breezy overnight, lows close to 70. Tomorrow, morning sun, afternoon cloud, showers and storms. Highs tomorrow, a warm 85 to 90. Mostly cloudy during the day Wednesday with showers and thunderstorms by late in the day, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. We'll take a look at the recap of the Aggies' huge weekend in baseball and softball and sports coming up. Also, I got Major League Baseball scores and NBA scores. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, now don't do this while you're driving, but if you got any quarters, I know, so like, Do you guys keep quarters and your change in the little, you have vehicles that have the little places for it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have two cup holders, but since I'm usually the only one in the car, one of my cup holders is my change cup holder.
See, or I keep them in between the cushions and then I go digging while I'm going down the highway.
Yeah. Which is always so safe, yeah. But, and that really is one of the more convenient things that I think they've put into vehicles. It makes sense that that you'd have that because we do more stuff in our vehicles, obviously, than we used to 20 years ago. What would we call that? Coin holders? Is that fair?
Coin dispenser?
Coin tray?
Okay. Well, what I'm thinking is, Brad, why don't you Google, what was the first car to have a coin hole? Have coin holders?
All right.
Just so we can see. In the meantime, I'll tell you about quarters. If you'll check the dates on those before you get rid of them, you still have a lot of old quarters out in circulation. Some of them are worth more than the 25 cents face value.
Oh.
Quarters minted between 1932 and 1964 contained 90% silver, each one worth $4.29 today. The old quarter could be worth even more depending on conditions and rarity. If you do happen upon some of those lucky quarters, might hang on to them. Obviously, the longer you save them, the more they'll be worth.
Repeat the years?
The years 1932 to 1964. They contain 90% silver. And I, one of my roommates at one time was a bank teller.
Mm-hmm.
And he would do that. He would bring home, he would buy up his change, and he'd bring it home. And we'd sit there and drink beer and go through coins. Well, one thing became more popular than another after a while, but still. And he did. I mean, we were able to find a fair amount. Of course, that was, again, many years ago. And I know they said there's some out there, but still. So what did we find?
Well, I see a lot of coin holders for sale, and Mental Floss has it as one of the things you don't see in cars anymore, apparently.
Coin holders?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Is that right? Or are they gone?
That's what...
Somebody out there has got like a 2016 car. Is that a gone thing now? Are we talking about that? Or are we just the
I mean, mine doesn't have like the coin tray that you used to pull. I guess, you know what that was? That used to be where your ashtray, where they would have those.
Yeah. Sure.
But people could just use those for coins or
mine
or
doesn't
whatever.
Have the little slots. That's what you're talking about.
Mine
right?
does. Yeah. Mine has like a little slot thing.
Yeah. And you push down on it and it loads them up.
No, I need to take a picture of mine. Okay. It's hard to explain.
Hello.
Hi. We used to call them ashtrays. I call them cash trays.
Oh, very good.
Cash trays,
like yeah. That's good. All right, here we go. Food so delicious it'd make you pass out. Krispy Kreme accidentally sent out an email to its customers that was only intended for store managers about their new donut. In the email, the Nutella-filled donut. Was so good in its taste test that some people fainted due to the euphoria it created. I don't know about that.
Probably fainted from diabetic shock.
Yes.
But...
public consumption May 27th. Public consumption May
27th. Wow.
All right, so here we go. The Social Security Administration announced the most popular names for boys and girls over the weekend. You may have seen that. And again... Pop culture rears its ugly head.
Indeed.
Noah is number one for boys. Now, at first blush, when I heard that, I'm going, well, that's interesting because everything I hear is we're becoming a less and less churched society.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I think of Noah, I only thought of one Noah. Well, silly me, I had no idea Ryan Gosling in 2005 in The Notebook. I guess that was the name of his character.
Yep, Noah.
And so there you go. Hit number one in 2015 for the third year.
Wow.
I was a big fan of the movie, but I would not have thought. That's not what came to mind when you said Noah.
Noah's number one. Liam is number two. Now, let me see. Liam is from what? Is that the...
Well, Liam Hemsworth is a really popular,
there you go.
Good-looking
That's
actor.
It. A Hunger Games, right?
Yes.
I know that.
See, my buddy is just about to have a baby named Liam, and he just did it because he's Irish.
Like, okay.
He legitimately likes the name Liam.
I understand, exactly. Number three was Mason. Number four is Jacob. Now, that's biblical, right? I mean, I don't know if there's any other character there. Number five is William. Number six is Ethan. Number seven is James, which is interesting. James has probably been in the top 20 forever.
Yeah, still going,
Yeah. As far as girls are concerned, Emma, number one. Number two is Olivia. Number three is Sophia. Number four is Ava. And number five is Isabella.
Hmm.
Now,
I got a friend with an Ava, too.
Yeah, there you go. Hello.
I think my kid Noah, because I'm a big fan of the National Oceanic Administration.
All right. Okay, that's cool. Here's one that's interesting. ISIS dropped completely off the list.
You don't say.
For the first time in history. Well, you say that, but because they said the year after World War II ended, Adolf was still 550th.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it is gone. So I went and looked up ours. Okay. Back when I was born, Scott was number 36 on the list. I don't know exactly how old Chelsea is, but approximately it was number 24 on the list that you were born. And Brad was number 52 on the list.
Really?
Which I find interesting because Bradley. And I don't know. I guess that's are you Bradley?
Bradley, Brad, either.
But
one,
I mean, but formerly you're Bradley.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's so that came in at number 52. But I was going to, I didn't get back to it. Looking up names from 100 years ago. We may have to drag that out and see what that's all about. But anyway, there are your names. And I suppose, is it fair to say that pop culture drives people to name their kiddos now more than it used to?
Absolutely. I've known so many people who have arias now because of soap opera with swords, things like that. Yeah.
Well, and I know they deal with pets. I mean, I know they do that. But children, and it just, maybe family names aren't as important as they used to be. Not exactly sure. But anyhow, that's what the Social Security folks have for us. It's 11 till.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Check out the all-new ZD1000 and ZD1200 series commercial zero-turn mowers with Kubota ProDex and patented clean-cut blades. Now get long-term financing as low as 0% APR for 4 years or great customer instant rebates on a new ZD1000 or ZD1200 series mower. Now through June 30th, 2016, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
Visit WC Tractor or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
The more expensive something is, the better its quality, right? Well, that may not be true if you're talking about a college education. Students and their parents often think a high-priced, prestigious university guarantees more success than a degree from a lesser-known school. But studies show, in most cases, it's not true. Author Malcolm Gladwell explains why that is. Most people think prestigious universities create excellence the same way the military does. A young person can enter the military with nothing and leave with maturity, discipline, and experience, fully qualified to build a successful career. But Gladwell argues that prestigious universities are more like modeling agencies. Modeling agencies don't create beautiful people, they collect them. Prestigious universities don't create high achievers, they enroll students who have already proven they're capable of high-level performance. The secret to the student's success isn't the prestige of the school, it's about the character the student already possesses. Those students could probably go to almost any school and do just as well. Consider this question from Malcolm Gladwell. Does a school that costs 10 times more than another school provide 10 times the education? The takeaway for students and their parents is this. When it comes to future success, your best bet is a college that offers the degree you need at a price you can afford. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Loan is a 15-year fixed-rate loan with a 1-0 lender paid buyout. Reduced payment valid only during the first 12 months. The monthly payment during the first 12 months of your loan is based on a rate that is 1% lower than your interest rate for this loan program. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates and terms subject to change. Texas license location, 6504 International Parkway, Suite 1300, Plano, Texas, 75093. NMLS 6606, Equal Housing Lender.
Introducing a 15-year fixed-rate loan with a fixed payment rate in year one at only 1.99%. I'm Rick Arviello, CEO of New American Funding, and I'm proud to announce a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at only 2.99% interest rate, 2.91 APR, with the first full year's payment at only 1.99% fixed payment rate. Pay off your loan in 15 years and save tens of thousands of dollars in unnecessary mortgage payments. 1.99% fixed payment rate in year one and 2.99% fixed for the remaining term, 2.91% APR, for a purchase or refinance.
Call New American Funding today at 800-963-4933. That's 800-963-4933. Or visit newamericanfunding.com today.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It's 7:53. It was another action-packed weekend for the Texas A&M baseball and softball teams. In baseball, the number 2 Texas A&M Aggies fell to the number 5 Vanderbilt Commodores 6-1 on Friday evening on Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. As a team, the Aggs hit just 3-for-18 with runners on base. But then on Sunday, Kyle Simmons no-hit the Commodores as the Aggs took the series with a 3-0 win. Here's Skip Rob Childress on Simmons' performance.
He was fantastic and, you know, built on last weekend's performance against Arkansas, going with an awful lot of confidence and, you know, all three pitches for a strike and, you know, certainly fielded his position well and couldn't be more proud of him.
Simmons worked the 9th complete game no-hitter in school history and just the 6th 9-inning complete game no-hitter in A&M annals. Coming off his first career complete game in his previous outing, Simmons picked up right where he left off, mowing down the final 25 batters he faced. He said the experience was pretty special.
You just dream of doing these things and you see other guys like Ross Stripling do it here and you just, when it comes together, 9 innings, it's hard to believe. There's no better place to do it in front of these fans, and here in Aggieland, it makes it pretty special.
The Aggies hit the road next weekend for a top 10 matchup with South Carolina. The first pitch on Friday is set for 6 p.m. from Columbia, and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In softball, the number 17 Texas A&M softball team rallied late, scoring 1 run in the 7th and 2 in the 8th to defeat number 6 Auburn 6-5 Friday at Jane B. Moore Field. Then on Sunday, the Aggs slugged their way past past Auburn 13-6, earning head coach Joe Evans her 1,100th career victory before falling to them 5-4 on Sunday. The Aggs will be the 10th seed at the SEC tournament and will play number 7 LSU on Wednesday at 1:30, and you can catch that game on Navasota News 1550 KWBC. In the NBA,
the Thunder from 11 back win decisively in Game 4. The Western Conference semifinals are deadlocked at 2 apiece.
Kevin Durant matched his career playoff high with 41 points, and the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the San Antonio Spurs 111-97 on Sunday night to tie the Western Conference semifinals 2-2. Durant scored 29 points on 10-for-13 shooting in the second half. Tony Parker led San Antonio with 22 points, Kawhi Leonard had 21, and LaMarcus Aldridge had 20. In Major League Baseball,
long run for Springer over toward the line. He's there, makes the catch, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros beat the Seattle Mariners by a final of 5-1.
Rookie Tyler White hit 2 doubles and drove in a run to back up 7 solid innings by Colin McHugh, and the Houston Astros got a 5-1 victory over the Seattle Mariners Sunday. White, who snapped an 0-for-16 skid on Thursday, had 2 hits for the second straight game. The Astros look to take on the Cleveland Indians tonight in Houston at 7:10 p.m. In Detroit, Bobby Wilson hit a tie-breaking grand slam in the 8th inning against the team that just traded him away, and the Texas Rangers completed a 3-game sweep of the Detroit Tigers with an 8-3 victory Sunday. After being shut out for 7 innings by Justin Verlander, the Rangers broke through against relievers Justin Wilson and Mark Lowe for 7 runs in the 8th inning at Comerica Park. The Rangers start a 3-game series with the White Sox today in Arlington at 7:05, and you can catch pregame on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM starting at 6:30. In Austin, Texas is set to give 3 assistant football coaches large pay raises, with the Longhorns coming off 2 straight losing seasons. Regents scheduled a Thursday vote on pay hikes and to approve contracts for several new members of Coach Charlie Strong's staff. And now here's KO.
And that's going to do it for sports. We're in with Mike Vivaldi and the gang from Team of Navasota. And as I was plowing around on your website trying to figure out who I could sign up for the Free Car Friday that was this past week, I saw the Aggie ring thing. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was actually something we came up with probably 5 years ago. Just wanted to give extra incentive to local Aggies that they want to come out and do business with us. You know, they've supported us over the years, so we'd like to give back. If they have already received their Aggie ring, whether it was last week or 30 years ago, they get an extra, in addition to all incentives, another $500 off.
You ought to give them more for how old. This is my ring from 1905. Here's your $5 car. What's our deal of the day, man?
Deal of the day is a 2013 Ford F-350 four-wheel drive dually, a platinum edition for $43,487.
Oh, that means it's got everything on it.
That's it, loaded.
To find out more, go to teamofnavasota.com, and that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's not much worse than owning a dog, knowing they need training, but not having the time. Between work and kids, how do you find the hours you need to fix bad behavior? Do yourself a favor and call Sit Means Sit. If they could fix the problem dog I have, they can do anything. Aggie-owned, veteran-owned, with options for every budget and availability, all the way up to board and train, where you drop off your dog and then pick them up in a week or two fully trained, there's not a better option in Aggieland. Find them online, sitmeanssit.com. That's sitmeanssit.com.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. You and I talked when we were in the process of selling my dad's house.
Mm-hmm.
What was worth fixing and not worth fixing.
Right.
Or worth upgrading, which we did a couple things, as little as a ceiling fan.
Mm-hmm.
That brought in quite a bit more money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are some winners and losers. What are those? Or what do you see most often?
You know, it depends, again, on so many different things. What works in one price range may not work in another price range. What worked 7 or 8 years ago may not work now. What works in one neighborhood may not work in another neighborhood in the same price range, depending upon where they are in their cycles.
Sure.
So, you know, it really comes down to talking to an expert and figuring that out. Lots of great qualified realtors in town who can come in, do a cost versus benefit analysis for you. If you're working with us, we'll actually get the bids for you, help you do the analysis. If you move forward, we'll oversee the work for you.
So something just kind of overshadow as you're looking at things and going, well, if I fix that bench, it's going to make me maybe another $1,000 or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
Find out little tips like that at zarealestate.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is about a minute till. Okay, math is a foreign language to a whole lot of people. I guess you heard about Guido Menizio, successful economics professor at the University of Pennsylvania, boarded a flight from Philadelphia to Syracuse. as the 40-year-old professor was waiting for the flight to take off. What do regular people do? Well, you know, we look at the map.